Chapter 2 How Artificial Intelligence is Changing Many Industries. Did you know that artificial intelligence is impacting nearly every industry in our society today? In this chapter, we will analyze 10 different industries and the changes they are going through thanks to the application of AI. While many other industries will also be impacted by artificial intelligence, the 10 highlighted here are excellent examples of AI's power to change the business environment. In almost every industry, the companies that will prosper most and enjoy the greatest competitive advantages will be those that are best able to understand and prepare for the radical changes that AI will bring. Conversely, those companies that ignore these changes will struggle to keep up. Question number 11. How is artificial intelligence transforming finance? According to a recent report from Accenture Consulting, entitled Banking Technology Vision 2017, up to 79% of bankers agree that AI will drastically change the ways they will receive data about customers, as well as how they will engage with those customers. Put more simply, they believe that artificial intelligence will soon be at the center of all of their financial services. Here are just four of the ways that AI is improving the financial industry. 1. Better customer service. Many basic customer interactions will take place through automated bot systems in the future. It will be simple to use such a bot on a service like Facebook Messenger or a bank's website to quickly inquire about your mortgage options, account balances, or other banking services. As the technology improves, chances are that these bots will replace many traditional human customer service agents, and those who call in to speak with someone will not necessarily even realize they are conversing with a robot rather than a human. According to the report mentioned above from Accenture, 76% of bankers believe that by year 2020, most financial institutions will have an AI interface as their primary point of engagement with customers. For high-end clients, there will probably still be personalized services offered by human bankers, but for everyday interactions, bots will likely perform the necessary customer service tasks. 2. More reliable investment services with robot advisors. Even now, asset management companies are beginning to introduce robot advisors that can offer financial advice and portfolio management services with little or no human intervention. This technology means that fewer human errors are being made and transaction fees are lower. These kinds of tools also allow users to create individual, personalized settings for their preferences regarding risk management and investment styles. The pioneers for robot advisors in finance are Betterment LLC and Wealthfront Incorporated, both of which offer tailored online services in the U.S. that allow investors to personalize their risk tolerance and other preferences while using AI tools to make investment decisions based on those preferences. There are, however, some ethical concerns that using these types of robot advisors may create conflicts of interest, as some AI programs might favor specific funds or stocks that are sponsored by companies that make payments to the advising company, as listed on disclosures from the banks. 3. Greater efficiency with less paperwork. In the U.S., J.P. Morgan Chase & Company has introduced a machine learning program called COIN, which has eliminated over 360,000 hours of work for lawyers each year, saving a huge amount of money and increasing productivity immensely. COIN, which is short for Contract Intelligence, uses AI to review and interpret commercial loan agreements in just seconds, performing the kinds of analyses that would take a team of lawyers hundreds of hours to complete. As large banks begin to use this kind of technology, they will likely be able to save millions of dollars every year. 4. Improved financial security. AI-powered security systems can identify potential illegal access points to a financial institution's data or funds by simulating various situations in which a financial crime could be committed. Using machine learning technology, these tools can anticipate how someone might plan to attempt money laundering or committing fraud, and then develop and implement preventative measures to stop these crimes before they happen. AI technologies will soon be a core feature at all banks and financial institutions. As with any new tool, some consumers may be resistant to trying these technologies when they are first introduced. However, just like with ATM machines, automated teller machines, which are now commonplace, most customers, once they become accustomed to these tools, will soon recognize the significant advantages of utilizing AI-powered assistance over traditional banking resources. It is important to point out that since AI and automation will render a lot of jobs redundant in the financial sector, leaving many unemployed, there will be a pressing need to re-educate those people and help them find their place in the new job market. Question number 12. How will artificial intelligence modernize the travel industry? Did you know that travel is one of the largest industries in the world in terms of global economic contribution, direct, indirect, and induced, with over $7.6 trillion in value in 2016 alone? As we have seen with other industries, travel will likewise be changed drastically by AI and other emerging technologies. During the summer of 2017, I gave a presentation in Sevilla, Spain on AI in the travel industry at a conference for hotel owners and managers. As I spoke to various participants in the hallways after my presentation, I was amazed to hear that many hotels and organizations were already working on plans to implement various AI services. Here are 8 ways that travel is likely to be impacted by AI in the near future. 1. Hotel bookings by voice command. The ability to search by voice command is becoming more powerful and effective every day. Soon, we'll find voice-powered reservation systems in place at many hotels. For those who own hotels and similar businesses, it is a good idea to learn what kinds of results come up when you search for your hotel or tourist attraction by voice on Google. 2. AI concierge services. Both Amazon, Alexa, and Apple, Siri, want to be able to operate in hotel rooms around the world, serving as virtual assistants to guests by activating appliances and answering basic questions. Already, the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas is planning to equip each of its 4,700 rooms with Amazon Alexa to provide its patrons with a more modern and efficient experience. 3. Travel service chatbots. As mentioned elsewhere throughout this book, AI-powered chatbots will soon serve as the primary method of customer interaction for many businesses, including those in the travel industry. There are already several chatbots available through the Facebook Messenger platform. Many of these will also soon be available for use on websites for travel companies, helping clients to make reservations and answering their questions along the way. You can learn more about chatbots in the corresponding section of this book. 4. Check-in through facial recognition. Because of the many advancements in biometric technologies, facial recognition tools are being used more often in various businesses, helping people to save time at airports, in hotels, and even at large conferences and events. Facial recognition technologies also make it easier to identify and catch criminals, which in turn leads to better safety for those who are traveling or attending events at tourist attractions. Already, Finnair, an airline company based in Finland, has started to test the use of facial recognition tools at its Helsinki airport, with the eventual goal of having customers check in without having a physical boarding pass, which will make their wait times much shorter. Hotels may also use tools like this to replace room keys in the future. It's also worth noting that there are fundamental privacy concerns related to the use of facial recognition technologies. One of the main challenges is determining who should own the data and where all that data should be stored. Many people would be uncomfortable with the thought of their facial recognition data being kept by the government or other entities, fearing their personal data could be vulnerable to theft or simply feeling it would be a violation of their privacy. There are several projects currently being worked on researching the use of blockchain technology to ensure that the data would be protected and stored in a trustworthy manner. I would recommend that there be more public discussion about facial recognition technology and the issues surrounding it, such as the possible need for legislation regulating its use. This would help the general public to become more educated about what the use of this technology entails. 5. Creation of new travel products based on travel reviews. With the advent of big data analysis and artificial intelligence, it is now possible to analyze huge amounts of travel reviews and comments to identify possible demands for new business opportunities in the travel industry. For example, one traveler might post a comment on a site like TripAdvisor that a certain city has limited transportation options. Another may leave a review on a hotel's website stating that their stay would have been more enjoyable if room service had been available. These types of comments are posted by travelers in massive quantities on many different types of websites. Thanks to AI, the analysis of this data can be used not only to improve products and services that already exist in the travel industry, but also to launch totally new travel-related businesses. 6. Smart travel and smart cities. Currently, most cities worldwide are still operating using Second Industrial Revolution infrastructure, namely roads, transportation, and buildings that are becoming obsolete due to various factors, such as energy inefficiency and outdated technology. Soon, many of them will be converted to so-called smart cities, where sensors will be used to collect and manage data related to information such as traffic and tourist flows, air pollution, and communication within the city. These sensors will then, in turn, provide input into how all of these components can better work together, helping the whole city to run more efficiently. This will be mainly powered by the Internet of Things technology, but artificial intelligence will also play a key role in the future of smart cities, as it will be needed to analyze huge amounts of data. The Internet of Things will work together with AI to create harmony within these smart cities. From a tourist's point of view, smart cities will offer several benefits, as moving around will be easier and more efficient, and there will be fewer traffic jams. Also, obtaining city-related information will be much easier in smart cities thanks to virtual travel assistants and robot guides providing personalized travel recommendations. For example, a virtual travel assistant, which might be in the form of a chatbot on your smartphone, can analyze the knowledge it already has about you, combined with data obtained from sensors throughout the city, to tell you something like, "I know you like Chinese food. The restaurant coming up on your right has the highest rated dumplings in the city." Similarly, a robot guide, which might be a large display sign or a robot on the street, could greet you by name as you walk by and inform you that your favorite clothing store is located across the street. These are just a couple of examples of how the travel experience could be made so much more convenient in a smart city. 7. Self-driving cars and mobility as a service. Over the next few years, we'll likely see many cities adapting to the use of more self-driving cars, buses, and taxis. Since self-driving vehicles virtually eliminate the factor of human error, their use will greatly reduce the number of traffic accidents. Also, because many traffic jams are caused by the improper driving habits of humans, an increase in the number of self-driving cars will lead to a decrease in heavy traffic congestion. Mobility as a service, also called MaaS, is a movement that aims to reduce car traffic by making it easier for travelers to get around using other modes of transportation. This concept, which is growing in popularity and has been nicknamed the Netflix of transportation, is already being implemented by a Finnish company with its app called WHIM. This app offers travelers the best options as alternatives to driving a car for getting to their destinations door-to-door as quickly and inexpensively as possible. These options could be in any number or combination of modes of transportation, including public, private, and even cycling. It will even handle booking and payment for you, making it as convenient as possible to leave your car at home, or even give up owning a car completely. In addition to Helsinki, Finland, WHIM has also started testing in West Midlands in the UK, with plans to expand to other regions soon. 8. Other robotic tools. Hotels, tourism offices, and other travel-based businesses will soon be able to employ robots in place of traditional human workers. We'll take a deeper look at this concept in the chapter devoted to robots in this book, where you can hear about the Henna Hotel in Japan, which is operated almost entirely by robots. In addition, several AI-powered applications will change the travel industry, such as language translation apps, which will help tourists to better communicate anywhere in the world, thereby making the travel experience easier and more enjoyable. Chatbots will also be widely used in the travel industry for things like making hotel reservations or booking flights, making almost every aspect of planning a trip easier and more convenient. This book has an entire chapter devoted to chatbots, in which they are discussed in detail. Question number 13. How is artificial intelligence improving healthcare? The contributions that artificial intelligence can bring to the healthcare industry will change how the medical field works in groundbreaking ways, allowing people around the world to receive safer and more efficient care and making it easier to prevent and cure diseases. Traditionally, analysis of health records, medical literature, and historical trends was extremely time-consuming, but these kinds of tasks are perfectly suited to AI tools. IBM recently deployed its AI assistant, Watson, in a test to analyze 1,000 cancer diagnoses. In 99% of the cases reviewed, the treatment plans recommended by Watson matched those suggested by the patient's oncologists. You can review a video about Watson's cancer diagnostic tests on YouTube.com by watching the video, "This is how IBM's Watson will fight cancer." Using AI tools like this can change the way diseases are diagnosed and treated, enabling patients to get the care they need faster and more efficiently. Watson is already being used in hospitals around the world, providing IBM with incredible opportunities for growth while also helping to improve healthcare worldwide. Another AI-based tool being used in healthcare was created by DeepMind, an AI lab based in the UK that was bought by Google in 2014. The AI assistant analyzed over 1 million anonymous eye scans to train itself to be able to identify the early signs of eye disease. There are many other examples of AI-based technology being implemented to aid in the practice of medicine. Because AI tools can review health records and medical data with so much more speed and accuracy than humans, their use can greatly increase the accuracy and reduce the likelihood of human error in diagnostics, treatment plans, and overall patient care. Another trend that has developed because of the availability of AI-powered health tools is at-home testing and personalized healthcare. Using features on their smartphones, people can now perform certain diagnostic tests from the comfort of their own homes, cutting down on healthcare costs and reducing the workload on doctors and medical staff, while also helping to improve the health of those using the tools. This is especially valuable in rural areas, where quality and timely healthcare is less accessible. AICure.com is one company that has created an at-home AI assistant for medication tracking. This patented technology allows patients to confirm whether their medication has been ingested as prescribed by using an app on their smartphone. One study revealed a 50% improvement in adherence to dosing instructions when this app was utilized. There are also many different wearable sensors and devices that send data to smartphones to help people monitor various aspects of their health, including blood pressure, oxygenation, heart rate, sleep patterns, and other indicators. However, human health is quite complex, and the use of AI technologies in healthcare can lead to several questions in regard to ethics. For example, who is responsible when a patient receives an incorrect diagnosis from their smartphone? Also, who should be able to access sensitive medical information about a patient who uses their smartphone to monitor it? While there are certainly questions to be answered, there are incredibly helpful and exciting applications of AI software coming to the medical industry in the near future. According to Accenture Consulting's report, Artificial Intelligence, Healthcare's New Nervous System, here are the three top AI applications that will soon be available. 1. Robot-assisted surgery, a $40 billion industry. 2. Virtual nursing assistants, a $20 billion industry. And 3. Administrative workflow assistants, an $18 billion industry. Over the next few years, we will likely see exponential growth in the medical field due to the advances made possible by AI-powered technologies. AI tools will help more people to be able to have access to high-quality healthcare, provide fast and efficient analysis of data for doctors and hospitals, and enable patients to better track their own health. Question number 14. How is artificial intelligence transforming the transportation industry? Are you ready to ride a supersonic train that can take you from Los Angeles to San Francisco in just 30 minutes? Perhaps you'd rather soar in the sky aboard an electric aircraft that you can navigate without needing a pilot's license. Thanks to artificial intelligence technologies, transportation as we know it will soon be changed forever. The new kinds of transportation that are being developed right now use renewable energies or electricity, and will be able to help people around the globe to travel faster and more safely than ever before. These innovations are possible because of the exponential growth of various kinds of technologies, but especially due to the recent advancements in artificial intelligence. Here are just four examples of the various kinds of transportation affected by AI technologies that will likely be implemented in the future. 1. Hyperloop. This high-speed ground transportation network was originally proposed by Elon Musk, co-founder of Tesla and founder of SpaceX. Today, several companies are contributing to this effort, and various cities around the world are considering how they can implement their part of the finished design. According to Musk, Hyperloop may be able to transport someone from Los Angeles to San Francisco in about half an hour. 2. High-speed tunnel networks. The Boring Company, also developed by Elon Musk, aims to ease traffic congestion in large cities by using a series of tunnels underground, reachable by an elevator-type system and a moving platform that can transport traditional cars much faster than they could travel on their own. Although many are skeptical about the feasibility of implementing this technology, if successful, it will create huge opportunities in big cities. 3. Self-driving cars. Right now, every major car company, as well as a few of the other technology giants like Google and Baidu, are working toward the development of a self-driving car. You can learn more about autonomous vehicles, including examples of their current phases of development, in later sections of this book. 4. Self-flying aircraft. There are currently numerous projects benefiting from AI-powered flight technologies. One of the most interesting, the Kitty Hawk Flyer, which was developed by a company founded by Google founder Larry Page, is a fully electric aircraft that can be flown over water without a pilot's license. These are just a few examples of the ways that conventional transportation is being changed by AI. Everything that moves, including cars, trains, planes, and ships, will likely be electric, as well as autonomous, in the future. We'll discuss additional examples in later chapters, particularly in regard to self-driving vehicle technologies. Question number 15. How will artificial intelligence revolutionize the retail industry? In recent years, technology has taken on a crucial role in the retail business, as e-commerce solutions have been developed and small local stores without effective online strategies have been forced to go out of business. In fact, in the U.S., bankruptcies for retail stores have increased by 110% in the first half of 2017 alone, according to the research organization Reorg First Day. Amazon has been a strong player in the online retail market, but it has also begun to venture into physical retail stores, using new models that incorporate artificial intelligence technologies. In December of 2016, Amazon launched a grocery store that does not require a traditional checkout, which is currently being tested as a retail model by Amazon employees. Similar experimental stores in Finland and Sweden have had success with these kinds of programs. According to Amazon, this store is possible because of some of the same AI technologies used in self-driving cars, including computer monitoring, sensor fusion, and deep learning processes. Within the store, there are tools to detect when a product is removed from its shelf, and these items are then charged to an individual's Amazon account as they leave the store, making the shopping experience fast and efficient for customers. Other shopping systems that work without human clerks are being developed all over the world. For example, there is a grocery store next to my office in Spain that offers 4 automatic payment machines. I generally enjoy using the automated payment systems and appreciate the time they save me. Several startup companies have begun to create robots that are specifically designed to assist in retail stores. They can perform duties like restocking shelves, notifying the manager of items that need to be reordered, providing basic information to customers, and even cleaning the store when it is closed for the night. American supermarket chain Walmart is expected to introduce robots at 50 of its stores. These robots will help to manage inventory and keep product shelves in order. According to Walmart CTO Jeremy King, robots are 50% more effective than humans at performing the same jobs. In the future, we'll likely see grocery stores that offer a blend of automated technologies and just a few human assistants to make sure that everything runs seamlessly for the shoppers. In addition to automated payment systems and robots, biometrics is another way that AI will change the way retail stores operate. Right now, biometric technologies are primarily being used on mobile phones and in airports to scan fingerprints. However, facial recognition tools are gaining momentum in the marketplace and will likely be implemented in stores in the future, analyzing your facial expressions as you examine various products and creating personalized promotions based on the sensor's observations. Biometric technologies have a huge potential for stores that are interested in personalizing their promotional efforts, but are also cause for concern when it comes to consumer privacy. On a larger scale, McKinsey & Company has begun to examine the macroeconomic impacts that are likely to occur from the use of artificial intelligence in retail. Here are six of the findings from its report entitled Artificial Intelligence, the Next Digital Frontier, which discusses the kinds of benefits that can be achieved in retail with AI tools. 1. 20% stock reduction by using deep learning to predict e-commerce purchases. 2. 2 million fewer product returns per year. 3. 30% reduction of stocking time by using autonomous vehicles in warehouses. 4. 50% improvement in assortment efficiency. 5. 4-6% sales increase using geospatial modeling to improve micro-market attractiveness. And 6. 30% online sales increases from the use of dynamic pricing and personalization. Thanks to artificial intelligence, the retail industry will be dramatically altered within the next few years. Some of the primary benefits will include faster and more enjoyable shopping experiences for consumers, but at the same time, we need to remember that large numbers of sales clerks will be among the first to have their jobs replaced by technology. This will generate a significant unemployment problem in the retail sector. Therefore, new initiatives will be urgently needed to re-educate and retrain those who have lost their jobs, to better equip them with the skills necessary for new employment opportunities. Question number 16. How is artificial intelligence changing journalism? One of the potentially surprising areas where we can see artificial intelligence technologies today is in the field of journalism. Although there are several ways that AI is used in this field, one of the most interesting is called natural language generation, also called NLG, which can transform pieces of data into readable articles. One such program that is currently available is called Wordsmith. AI tools also use machine learning to discover what makes various kinds of content popular and engaging, applying those observations back to their content generation process, which allows the tools to become more effective over time. Reported news relies quite heavily upon the evaluation of facts and pieces of information, which are easy for AI tools to compile and analyze. Also, these AI-powered writing tools can be customized in accordance with the target audience of an article, creating specialized content for local news or fans of specific sports teams, for example. More creative and complex styles of writing, like poetry and storytelling, will likely take longer for AI tools to learn. This learning process will still be fairly quick, however. Already, one AI program from Japan has been able to put together a short novel, which came close to winning a literary prize. The process of gathering information for news articles will become more efficient as AI tools become increasingly utilized in place of traditional investigative methods. One example of this comes from MogIA, which is an AI system developed by a startup in India. This tool has been used to successfully predict the outcomes of the last three presidential elections in the U.S. Sanjiv Ray, founder of MogIA, describes the advantages of this technology this way. Artificial intelligence has advantages over more traditional data analysis programs. Most algorithms can get influenced by a programmer's or developer's bias. MogIA, on the other hand, develops its own rules at the policy layer and develops expert systems without discarding any data. As with other fields, the key in using journalistic AI tools responsibly is not to hand over every task that has traditionally been done by a human to a robot, but rather to delegate processes that once took a long time and a lot of effort to robotic partners. Human oversight will always be essential to maintaining journalistic integrity and high-quality creative content, but using AI tools properly can lead to better content that is delivered faster and more effectively to target audiences. Question number 17. How is artificial intelligence improving education? In my last book, The Future of Higher Education, How Emerging Technologies Will Change Education Forever, I describe the ways that various advances in technology will change and improve educational systems around the world. In fact, it was while researching and writing that book that I became more fascinated by artificial intelligence technologies and how they can impact all areas of our lives, not just education. It was because of that fascination that I wanted to be able to expand on the topic, which is what led me to write this book. Over the past 10 years, I have taught online courses in various forms, both on my website and through different universities. I have seen firsthand the benefits that e-learning opportunities can bring to students, like providing access to courses 24/7, scaling classes to meet the needs of larger populations without sacrificing the quality of the experience, and allowing students the chance to learn independently at their own pace. However, the exponential growth of artificial intelligence technologies will bring educational experiences and opportunities to a whole new level. Here are four examples of how AI will impact education that are also highlighted in my last book. 1. Personalized learning platforms. Imagine a course in which 30 students begin to learn about the same topic online, but rather than having the same experience, the course could be personalized in 30 different ways, customized to the previous knowledge and skills of each student, making it a more enjoyable and successful learning experience for all. Not only could each individual student study at their own pace, but instructors could also provide each student with personalized feedback, support, and motivation. As a result, each of the 30 students would maximize their own learning experience attained from the course, and student dropout rates would decrease. 2. Individualized artificial intelligence tutors. One application of this kind of tutor would be a personalized AI teaching assistant created for a particular course to perform tasks such as answering basic questions from students regarding a given topic, such as deadlines or assignment formats, helping to keep students on track with coursework as needed, or providing information about the university or institution. In most cases, such AI teaching assistants could be run through voice recognition software, which would allow the students to speak directly to them. These AI tutors could also incorporate additional data, such as personality test results, to enable them to personalize responses to individual students. 3. Personalized games. Several recent studies have revealed that playing games can be one of the best ways to learn something new. Creating effective games, however, requires a lot of time and creativity, which can be challenging. As we employ artificial intelligence tools, the generation of these kinds of games will become easier, allowing instructors to customize games to their students' personalities and learning needs. With these highly entertaining games, students will benefit from increased motivation and enjoyment, leading to better learning. 4. Crafting a more enjoyable learning experience. Another potential benefit of AI tools in the field of education is their ability to keep students engaged in the coursework by making the experience more fun. It is easy to see why students who have fun while they learn tend to remember the material better, making the learning experience more effective. In the future, learning platforms powered by AI will be able to incorporate interactive tools designed to continuously engage the learner, dispelling boredom and lack of motivation. This is just a small taste of the ways that AI can potentially change the future of education. While not everything mentioned above is available on the market today, there are numerous companies currently developing tools to make these experiences possible soon. Additionally, AI will make it easier for teachers to do their jobs effectively. For example, AI-powered tutors can provide teachers with feedback, sharing meaningful insights into the performance of individual students, thereby enabling teachers to improve their teaching methods and personalize coursework to better meet the needs of their students. AI will also allow teachers to focus more on mentoring their students, inspiring them to learn, and less on menial or repetitive tasks such as grading papers and sending out reminders. As learning platforms become more powerful and accessible through the help of AI tools, they will lower the costs of education, perhaps even bringing free educational opportunities to remote or underdeveloped areas. When it comes to education, I would urge all universities and educational institutions to swiftly add to their curriculums more courses related to artificial intelligence, like machine learning and deep learning. Since the workplace of the future will need many employees who understand the drastic changes created by AI and how we can adapt to them, artificial intelligence should be taught to everyone, not just computer science students. At the same time, it is advisable to also teach people skills, such as emotional intelligence, social intelligence, and creativity, since the value of those skills will increase significantly in tomorrow's workplace as well. Emotional AI for improved sales training. Finland is rapidly becoming one of the world's leading countries in terms of applying AI in universities and teaching in an ethical manner. In October of 2018, Haga-Helia University of Applied Science in Helsinki opened an AI sales lab that leverages emotional artificial intelligence and biometric technologies to help sellers understand and adapt to the emotions of potential buyers. In this sales lab, students learn how to sharpen their selling skills with the help of an AI system that uses computer vision technology. This system analyzes people's facial expressions and provides extremely accurate feedback about the emotions they are experiencing, such as happiness, disappointment, or suspicion. This teaches students how to read people's faces to identify how they are truly feeling, which can sometimes differ from what they are saying verbally. Having this skill can help sellers better understand the emotions potential buyers are feeling and adjust their sales techniques accordingly, which is a huge advantage in real-life sales situations. In addition to providing valuable insight into customers' thought processes, this type of training also teaches students how to improve their communication skills in both online and offline environments. This type of learning environment, which enables students and teachers to work together with AI, can enhance the learning process tremendously. It also creates useful research opportunities for both universities and companies. Skills and competencies mapping for more relevant teaching. One of the biggest challenges for universities today is how to adapt their curriculums to keep up with the rapidly changing demands of the marketplace. To tackle this challenge, three universities of applied sciences, Lauria, Metropolia, and Haga-Helia, have been working together to create a so-called AI knowledge map, which would allow them to see in real time which skills and competencies are required for employment at different companies. This system is based on an AI-powered tool, which was developed by a company called Head AI, that can analyze the skills and competencies employers are seeking in their new hires. This technology provides universities with a great way to know the demands of the job market, which can help them to keep their curriculums updated and relevant. The use of chatbots in the university. Andreas Pedrinho, former university rector and one of the leading AI experts in Europe, has been successfully implementing the use of AI technologies in universities. Below, he shares five ways that artificial intelligence can benefit universities. 1. added value of scientific activity. It will not be long before AI becomes a very important tool in identifying the added value of scientific activity. Artificial intelligence is able to systematize the searches and reviews of academic writings and facilitate the detection of plagiarism and the misuse of statistics and results. One example worth highlighting is the importance of the hybridization of AI with blockchain to ensure traceability, authentication, etc. 2. Progress of science. The potential of AI is linked to the progress of science, especially in those areas exploiting massive amounts of data. But not just that. AI may be able to create hypotheses autonomously, discover connections, reduce the cost of discoveries, and also provide predictions in many scientific areas. 3. Personalized education. The personalized education that can be provided through AI is one of the most fascinating and promising fields. Virtual assistants and chatbots will be able to tutor and counsel students to offer a more personalized learning process, and even more importantly, anticipate educational failure. AI will allow us to take great advantage of the large volumes of data created by the academic world and make it easier to assess performance based on defined goals, whether in relation to research, education, promotion of diversity, etc. Universities such as Georgia State and Arizona are already using AI to predict grades and detect when an intervention is needed to help students reach their highest potential and prevent them from dropping out of school. 4. Smart university campuses. AI and the IoT, also called the Internet of Things, will be able to foster environments for smart university campuses, avant-garde educational spaces that will use technologies similar to those of smart cities. AI, combined with the IoT, will create smart campuses where issues such as the use of classrooms and buildings, heating, lighting, water conservation, maintenance noise and pollution control, parking, security, alarms, records and authentications will be managed more efficiently, and every student and teacher will have the university campus in their pocket, carrying all of its geolocation data in every corner, building, and tree. 5. Greater efficiency in university management. AI will create greater efficiency in university management, especially in areas of both internal and external communication. AI will allow universities to improve student assistance and reduce costs at the same time, being able to offer 24-hour-a-day service, 365 days a year, to solve the immediate problems of the academic community. Regarding the last point, one of the significant ways in which AI can improve the efficiency of university management is through the use of chatbots. A Spanish company called 1MillionBot, which was founded by Andreas Pedreño, has developed several chatbots for different universities. One of these chatbots was created for the University of Murcia in Spain to help answer the flood of questions coming in from new students arriving at the university for the first time. This chatbot, named Lola, which was first introduced in May of 2018, was developed specifically for this purpose and delivered impressive results. Lola was able to communicate with 4,609 students, carry out 13,184 conversations, and solve around 38,708 problems. Lola also answered a total of 800 queries in just one day, most of which were outside of normal working hours. Lola's final percentage of correct answers was 91.67%. These staggering numbers highlight the real benefits that chatbots, when built and implemented correctly, can provide to universities. It is also important to highlight that the use of Lola did not cause any university personnel to lose their jobs. Instead, it allowed the employees who had previously spent their time answering the same student inquiries over and over again to dedicate their time to more productive endeavors. Robots in the classroom. Did you know that several schools all over the world have already started to test the use of robots in the classroom? For example, in the Finnish city of Tampere, schools have started testing a social teaching robot called Elias, which is mainly used for language and math learning. As having fun is becoming an important element of effective learning, Elias has been programmed to dance and encourages students to sing and dance as well. Elias can also speak and understand 23 different languages. So far, the testing of this robot has been going very well, with most of the students reacting very positively to it. Here are five of the benefits that Elias promises to deliver. 1. It provides a safe and neutral learning environment. Elias will never judge or laugh at anyone for making mistakes. This is especially helpful for kids who are shy or don't learn as quickly as others, allowing them to focus on learning without any shame or peer pressure. 2. It does not get tired of repetition. This robot never runs out of patience, which allows children to feel free to learn at their own speed. Students can take all the time they need to learn something new, making as many attempts to get something right as it takes, and the robot will never make them feel like they are taking too long. 3. It asks questions at students' level. Elias can customize each child's learning to their own personal level. This is typically quite challenging, even for the most experienced teachers. 4. It inspires students to participate. It encourages students to actively participate in learning. This feature is vital, as getting children motivated and engaged helps them to reach their learning objectives much faster. 5. It gives feedback to teachers. Elias provides teachers with feedback on each student's progress, keeping them better informed and allowing them to make the appropriate adjustments. This helps teachers to do their jobs more effectively, which improves the overall learning experience for the students. In my opinion, this type of robot-enhanced learning represents a good example of the correct way to utilize robots in the classroom to enhance each student's learning experience. However, when using robots for this purpose, it is of the utmost importance to employ proper pedagogical principles and ethical guidelines, and also to allocate adequate resources to investigate the long-term impacts of this type of learning. As Nelson Mandela once said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." With the help of AI, we are starting to see the benefits of those changes right now. Question number 18. How is artificial intelligence revolutionizing agriculture? Did you know that roughly 70% of the fresh water supply in the world is used for agriculture? How about the fact that giving up meat at meals would do more to save the environment than giving up your car? Agriculture is one of the primary areas where AI can make a substantial impact on the sustainability of resources and our quality of life. Although agriculture is one of the oldest practices in the world, AI can provide new opportunities that will change the way we farm forever. Here are three of the technologies that can make this possible. 1. Agricultural drones. These robotic, unmanned drones are able to monitor the growth and production of crops, while also identifying weeds and damaged plants. Additionally, they can be deployed to analyze the potential of a given terrain using cameras and other sensors for precision farming. Already, the market for agricultural drones is on track to exceed $1 billion in value by the year 2024, according to Global Market Insights. 2. Autonomous tractors. Self-driving tractors can reduce the workload on farm staff while collecting information about the conditions and moisture of the soil from attached sensors. The data gathered and human labor spared by this kind of equipment can lead to better farming practices and lowered fuel and labor costs, offering a greater return on investment than traditional farming tools. Since the technology is in its early stages, it will most likely require some form of human participation, although the end goal will be completely unmanned operation. 3. Vertical farms powered by AI. Vertical farming is the term used to describe the growth of crops in a controlled environment, usually without soil or natural light. According to a number of experts, this type of farming will help to ease food shortages around the world. Because of the delicacy of this kind of farming, artificial intelligence can be used to assist in its analysis and tracking. Bowery Farming is one company that has developed its own system, which relies on computer monitoring and machine learning to track the growth of plants using sensors for light and nutrients. You can check out Bowery Farming at BoweryFarming.com. That's BoweryFarming.com. This system can also recommend when to harvest certain plants, a task that would otherwise require careful human monitoring and intuition. Additionally, the agricultural industry can benefit tremendously from the Internet of Things, also called IoT, and the development of new kinds of sensors, which will make it easier to perform duties that previously required human labor, such as monitoring the health and well-being of livestock. As AI technologies continue to be deployed in agriculture, they will bring increasing returns on investment and offer many potential solutions to traditional agricultural problems, such as lack of space, droughts, or food shortages. Question number 19. How is artificial intelligence altering the world of entertainment? In October of 2016, I was a presenter at a video marketing conference in Los Angeles called VidSummit, which gathers some of the best video marketers in the industry. During my presentation, I shared that one important aspect to consider in the future of video marketing is the impact of artificial intelligence, as at least part of the traditional video editing process will likely be done by AI-powered tools. This surprised much of my audience, many of whom approached me afterwards, excited to learn more about the potential uses of AI in their own professional endeavors. As with many other industries, AI technologies will soon play a large role in the entertainment business, taking over tasks like data collection, market research, and even content creation. Here are just three of the ways that AI is being introduced into the entertainment industry. 1. Trailers edited by AI. Already, IBM's Watson has created the first movie trailer produced entirely by an AI-based resource. This was accomplished via the use of intelligent learning processes, combined with the analysis of over 100 trailers for similar films, enabling Watson to discover the components that come together to make a high-quality movie trailer. These analyses included elements like points of view, audio, visuals, and emotional tones, as well as the movie in its entirety. The film for which Watson created this trailer is called Morgan, and it would be difficult for most people to recognize that it was not produced by a professional human trailer editor. 2. Facial recognition and analysis. In addition to facial recognition tools being introduced at hotels, airports, and retail stores, large entertainment companies are now able to use this technology to analyze the facial expressions of audience members to determine their reactions to certain kinds of viewing content. This is a great way for studios to receive accurate audience feedback, which could help them to improve their bottom line in a business that is often expensive and risky. Obviously, there are some directors who are so highly invested in maintaining creative control of their content that they would be resistant to the introduction of AI tools into their filmmaking process. However, it will probably be the largest movie studios that will want to gain the market leverage offered by AI insights and will therefore adopt these technologies first. In the end, the best potential for truly high-quality creative content will probably come from a mixture of AI tools and human talents. 3. Pop songs produced by AI. In September of 2016, Sony announced that its research laboratory had created a system that was able to produce music based on certain algorithms. To accomplish this, its AI assistant analyzed 13,000 samples of music and was then programmed to be able to create songs in different styles. With this technology, the potential for rapid content creation that fits into various music genres is endless. Historically, the entertainment field has been heavily associated with creativity, which might lead some to think that this is one industry that will not embrace AI tools as eagerly. However, the race to gain market share and profits in many of the largest studios in Hollywood may prove to be a powerful incentive for the use of AI tools in the creative process. As AI tools are used in conjunction with other developing technologies, like virtual reality, there is even greater potential to create impactful and immersive entertainment experiences, leading some experts to fear that people will be left with fewer opportunities to interact with others and to develop crucial social skills. For this reason, the best results will likely come from moderate and discerning use of these technologies. Question number 20. How will artificial intelligence impact governments? Although some may not think of government as being an industry, it is an important field that will be strongly impacted by artificial intelligence technologies. Here are two concrete examples of the ways that AI technologies can improve the processes and tasks of governments around the world. 1. Public safety and security. Although it may never happen as portrayed in the 2002 futuristic movie Minority Report, starring Tom Cruise, some police departments have already begun using AI-based software to predict crime trends and form solutions in advance. The nature of machine learning makes it a perfect technology for crime prediction and prevention. One such tool that provides customized reports of potential locations and windows of time in which crime is more likely to occur is known as PredPol. This software analyzes various kinds of crimes, including the locations in which they are committed, along with the dates and times, to produce its predictive reports. At the time of this writing, there is no independent research available analyzing the effectiveness of the PredPol system. But, if it can perform as described, it will be able to provide significant help for state and federal police forces. However, one concern raised by experts against this type of technology is that it may lead to an increase in racial profiling and other forms of bias against minorities. Another type of AI tool that can be beneficial for public safety and security is biometric facial recognition technology, which can help with tasks like border control, identifying criminals much more effectively than traditional passport monitoring. These tools can also make screening processes faster, but may raise privacy concerns for travelers. 2. Bureaucratic efficiency. As we'll see in other industries, government workers can save huge amounts of time by automating basic repetitive tasks like data entry and analysis. According to a report from Deloitte entitled AI Augmented Government, automation measures could save the federal government over 96.7 million man-hours and over $3.3 billion annually in the U.S. alone. In many countries, red tape and documentation create huge challenges for governments, limiting their efficiency and effectiveness. There are many other potential benefits that governments can discover by implementing AI solutions. The governments that adapt quickly and educate their citizens and institutions about these technologies will experience the most extensive benefits from them. The governments of some countries, such as Finland, Canada, the UK, and China, have assembled specific committees and research groups to provide consulting services and recommendations to those governments regarding the growth of AI and how their countries could benefit from it. All countries' governments should follow this example, being proactive and working together to research the best ways for society to adapt to and benefit from the rapid growth of artificial intelligence.